You're listening to The Takeover with Kelly K, naturopath for Wellness Wednesdays. Kelly, so good to have you back in the studio tonight.
Thanks for having me again.
It's so great to have you here discussing, I think, something that's so relevant to so many people. I don't know, do we have stats on how many people across Australia have a food intolerance?
Well, not a food intolerance per se, but certainly with celiac disease, there are some significant stats. So 1 in 70 people have celiac disease.
Yeah.
However, of those, it's suspected that 80% of that haven't been diagnosed yet. So there's a lot of people walking around that are believed to probably have celiac disease.
And just don't even realise.
Don't know. It hasn't been picked up yet.
Wow.
Symptoms may have not developed yet, or it just hasn't been, they haven't been screened for it perhaps.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
So we are talking about intolerances and food sensitivity tonight, particularly celiac disease, gluten intolerance, and also lactose intolerance. What are some of the signs of those intolerances, Kelly?
Yeah, well, lactose is probably the easiest one to answer out of that.
Yep.
So usually it will be digestive symptoms, usually loose stools or diarrhea that aren't explained by other things or that come on after eating dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And often there can be bloating and gut pain, a lot of gas, that kind of thing as well.
Yep.
So usually more so restricted to the gastrointestinal system, but they can experience fatigue and things as well.
Okay.
With the others, so celiac disease, I guess it's most common to have some sort of digestive symptoms, and then usually often a big red flag is not being able to keep their iron levels up or other nutrient deficiencies that aren't explained by diet or other causes.
Mm.
So that's really common. But also sometimes people can just have anxiety or you know, back pain is quite common with celiac disease.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's also associated with other autoimmune conditions as well. So sometimes people don't have the really obvious symptoms.
Yeah.
They might just have, their iron's a bit low and they can't really keep it up through supplements. And, you know, they might get a bit of bloating here and there, a bit of anxiety. And sometimes that's all it is.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So it can be like, I've never heard of those types of symptoms before. It's really interesting that it could be something that's so not thought of when it comes to having those conditions. Yeah,
and it's probably why they estimate that so many people are walking around without a diagnosis. If you don't have really obvious gut symptoms, or if the symptoms that are most concerning to you have nothing to do with your digestive system, like frequent infections or headaches and migraines and pain, then often it's, you know, one of the last ports of calls. They don't, we don't think to, maybe you've got celiac disease.
Yeah, to test for that as well. Is the testing process easy? Do you have to go through a special screening, like through a specialist or that sort of thing?
Yes. Yeah. So first point of call, your GP will usually do some bloods to see if you have antibodies to gluten.
Okay.
And they might also see if you carry the gene, because if you don't have the gene, the chances of you having celiac disease are almost nil.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the first point of call. However, it's not conclusive.
Yes.
Yes. So the only real conclusive way is by having an endoscopy and getting a biopsy through a gastroenterologist.
Okay.
So it is a fairly, invasive
test.
Test, yeah. Which is, again, probably another barrier to people getting diagnosed, I suppose.
Yeah. And I know that some of those tests can be quite expensive as well, and you can be on a wait list, and you know,
that's right.
It's not easy to get those things
it's
done.
It's not easy, no. In terms of, you know, outside of celiac disease, people who have non-celiac gluten sensitivity, really, there's no real test for that. That's more a process of going through an elimination diet, which is really important that you do that with the guidance of a practitioner to get the best results, to know how long you need to stay away from the foods, to avoid any hidden gluten, and then to do the reintroduction properly to see if you get any symptoms returning.
Okay.
So, that's a little bit longer and more frustrating for people.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But it's, you know, that's the key way to identify for non-celiac gluten sensitivity and other more obscure food intolerances. Yeah.
Okay. And I know we've got to let you go, but very quickly, for those who've just been diagnosed with, you know, celiac disease or gluten intolerance or lactose intolerance, is there light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to living a normal quality of life?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you've just been diagnosed with celiac disease, then the first point of call is education about how you can manage with a gluten-free diet. It's a really good time to get some support from a practitioner to help you go through your diet, to help restore any nutritional deficiencies you may have developed, and to help heal the gut, because there can be a real onslaught for the gut. So to help build up the improve your digestion and that inflammation that's developed in the intestinal tract. So that's for people with celiac disease. And then for other people, if you suspect that you're having a reaction to food, whether it's gluten or dairy or who knows, like strawberries or, you know, people have all sorts of things that they react to.
Yep.
Then again, I would say go and see a nutritionist or a naturopath who can walk you through what might be going on to help you identify what you might be reacting to, to help guide you in an elimination diet process and to do the reintroduction properly. And also to look at why you're reacting to the food, because a lot of times it may not be the food. It's like, yes, you're reacting to the food, but it may not be the food itself that's the problem. It may be the fact that your digestive capacity is in such a state that when you eat those foods, you're having a reaction, or your microbiome is out of balance, and so when you eat certain foods, you have a reaction. So addressing some of those underlying causes can also help build up your tolerance again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Definitely a lot of food for thought, as I use that pun every time we chat with you. But it's so true. Like, there is a lot to go away and think about. And of course, you can follow Kelly on Instagram and Facebook as well. Kelly K. Naturopath, is that right?
Kelly K. _ naturopath on Instagram and just Kelly K. Naturopath on Facebook.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. For more info as well. But Kelly, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have you back in a couple of weeks' time and discussing another very interesting topic, I'm sure. Come on now.